Alishur Chelik Beis Daf Reish Chaf Gimel, the eighth Vad. Adai lo niskarera hadas betikuna kas. We haven't yet said enough, loosely translating. We haven't said enough yet about rectifying anger. Hari kol mi shemufkad bedei chinuch oy hanhagas rabim yichidim. Any person who has some connection to chinuch or some type of leadership of either individuals or a group, once in a while he's confronted with a situation which is obligated to show anger, no matter how distant he is himself from anger. Asher, as the Pasuk says, I think it's in Mishlei, Becheik Kesilim Yenuach, anger rests in the lap of the fools. Nonetheless, in a situation where he's obligated to be angry, it may express itself as an eruption of fury, which is again destructive. So the Ramchal writes in Mesilas Yesharim, "Vene afilu lidvar mitzvah, his hirunuzal." Even regarding a matter of a mitzvah, Chazal warned us. Even a teacher with his talmid, or a parent with a child, where sometimes again one is obligated to be angry. We're not saying, says Ramchal, that he should not rebuke them and take measures. Ela yeyasram yeyasram. Certainly he must do whatever is necessary. Ach mibelikas, just without the anger. Ki im lehadrich oisam bederishara, with the intent, with the motivation of guiding one's charges in the correct path. Vehakas shir elem hiye kas apani veloy kas alev. The anger must be an external, superficial anger, not anger in the heart. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim writes. Ulam avuida kashay. This is very difficult. Shakas yekas apanim. That it should be just superficial and shallow. La'aris la'talmidim ke'ilu hu koyes, to pretend that he's angry. Uve'emes hu shaket v'shallow legamba. But inside, to be totally calm, tranquil, it's very difficult. Rabbi Yisainu Ba'alei HaMusa chipsu eitzos lazis. So the Ba'alei HaMusa, knowing how difficult this is, they had all sorts of tricks. They devised strategies for this. Lemaran Rav Simcha Zisel Mikelm, the Alter Mikelm, haya beged meyuchad. He had a particular jacket, particular garment. Shelavash oisi rak b'sha'ah she'etzech la'oiskas. He would wear only when he needed to show anger. So that, presumably, the idea is the time that it takes to put it on, go get it, fetch it, put it on, whatever, change, is a time that gave him some time to reflect and to ensure that his anger is only superficial. Le'admoir ha'isa kabbalah, so Rav Yerucham had a commitment, le'hamtin sha'a achas ad she'yar'eh sakas, to wait at least 1 hour until he shows anger. So at a minimum of 1 hour before he'd actually show the anger. And again, that would give him time to reflect. B'yeshivasoy shel ha'chafetz chaim tzipu lish'as kas, so in the yeshiva of the Chofetz Chaim, in Radin, people looked forward eagerly to the time when you would be angry. Sounds strange. Ki az haya megaleh dvarim amukim ve'niflaim shelo yishma'atan oizen. Because it was dafka in his anger that he would reveal deep and wondrous words that normally would not be heard. Dafka bishaska asoy. Dafka when he was angry. V'nahagam admoir abasein. Rav Yerucham also followed that example. What exactly they said, unfortunately, the author doesn't elaborate. Eichshu, whatever it is, gam mechanech u'manhig tzerich loses da'atoy al ha'sakana shebekas ha'leiv b'mekom shetzerichim lichois. A mechanech, a leader, needs to pay attention to the danger of introducing anger into his heart where it is necessary. Again, in situations where it's necessary to show anger, sakana lenafshoy v'sakana lezeh shekoasim alav, both danger to himself and danger to the one who is the subject of the anger. So that he doesn't cause irreparable damage. Bedoirenu hachalash bifrat, especially in our weak generation, ein atalmidim yicholim lisboil kaas rabam. Talmidim are not capable of absorbing anger from their teachers. Shamanu meechad mimenahalei yeshivois. He says that he heard from one of the leaders of yeshivois, a yeshiva manager, שהחנסוי להוכיח תלמיד על מעשה נבזה נמשכה לפעמים יוסר מהשהחנה למאמר ברבים. Remarkable. His preparation for rebuking a Talmid who had acted in a really contemptible way, sometimes lasted longer than it would prepare him to speak in public. He would prepare longer to speak to this Talmid and rebuke him appropriately without inner kas, with external kas. It took him longer to prepare for that than prepare a shiur that he would speak and deliver to the whole yeshiva. Velaroiv matzayin, furthermore, he said that in the majority of cases, he found ki akitza mechuvenes, a directed and sharp rebuke, just a sharp statement, an akitza, like a sting. Is more effective than the fury, furious outpouring. Just a well-directed, stern but short sting. Once again, it's impossible to formulate this concept into regular exercises. Nonetheless, a person who has charges, again, whether they're individuals or many, such a person has to know, there's room here for tremendous care, very carefully thought out conduct. These examples we brought to can illuminate the path for us. Vad teshi. Hasavlanus makifa harbe yosem imash eti'anu b'chol ha'vadim ad koi. Savlanus encompasses much more than we have thus far described in all the vadim up to here. Ela sheloi kol prat mimena nitan le'atpisoi b'avodah ma'asis shel vad. But as we've said already a number of times, not every detail of savlanus can be associated with practical exercises in the format of a vad. Mikol makoim mashaloi nitan le'achnis l'avodah ma'asis. Whatever cannot be put directly into an exercise, at least we should learn it, at least to attain it, some knowledge of it, not to be ignorant of it. A famous Gemara over there. The Brisa says, those who are insulted and don't respond. Similarly, they hear the disgrace, somebody is disgracing them, they don't respond. Oisin me'ahava, they serve Hashem out of love, usmechin be'yisurin, there's a certain joy over here in Yisurin. Regarding these people, alihena kasuv omer, regarding them, the pasuk says, ve'oihavav, those who love Hashem, ketzeis Hashemesh bigvorosei. They're compared to the sun emerging in its full strength, bigvorosei. So the author says, tzeis Hashemesh bigvorosei, hua befoyal hagamur shel Hashemesh. That phrase, as the sun emerges in its strength, is a description of the complete actualization of the force of the sun. If not for this brisa in Gemara Shabbos, if we were asked to describe the level of befoyal gamu, complete actualization, who would we attribute it to? We would say somebody who had tremendous ma'asim, a person who had grand projects, he financed yeshivos and he opened hospitals and something like that. V'chitshulanu chazal, but chazal tell us over here, ki ha-befoyal ha-gamur hu davka besevel. Befoyal ha-gamur, which is described again in terms of the sun in its most powerful state, is in sevel, is in bearing. Adam ha-sevel yisurin, a person who bears his yisurin, v'af-samech b'em, because the Brisa says, u-smechin b'yisurin. Hu gibor b'techlis ha-gvura. This is the ultimate heroism. The ultimate gibor. In brackets, al derech ze matzinu b'chulin peites amud alef. In a similar vein, we find the Gemara in chulin peites. Ein ha-olam miskayim, the world endures, ela b'shvil mi shebolem atzmo b'sh'as miriva. The world endures in the credit because of a person who stops himself in a quarrel. He doesn't say what's on his lips, what's at the tip of his tongue. He holds himself back. Shenema, the Gemara, the quotes of Pasuk, I think it's in Yoiv, Toile Eretz al Belima. The earth is suspended, the entire universe, the whole, is all suspended al-bilima, which the Gemara here interprets as boilematzmo. He holds himself back, withholds the words. Haridavka al-soivel u'macharish olam iskem, says the author. You see over here that the world endures because of a person who bears it. He keeps quiet, he absorbs it.
Al-adam ha-soivel yisurin mistakel olam derachamanus greida.
Regarding a person who is going through yisurin, so the world looks at him with rachmanus, with compassion. Ish einu meyaches davka lovo. Nobody looks at him as a gibor. Don't say that. Look, you look at him. What a gibor. We look, oi, shame. We have compassion for such a person. V'yitachen shasevelu gadol osem ishrav perim. But it's quite possible, Chazal are telling us over here, that a sevel, a true sevel, is greater than a person with much accomplishment. Hashem yishmerin miyisurim. We're not inviting yisurim over here. Hashem yishmor that we shouldn't have these things, achaleinu ladas, but we need to know. Ki asivel yisurin, like the Brassa says, ve'afneiseisam besimcha, and furthermore, carries them, bears the yisurin with simcha, ve'einu nishbar mem beruchoy, doesn't get broken, his spirit isn't broken. Hu gadol shebigdolim, he is the greatest of the great. Ze hamutal al eres devai be'einonim, a person who's on his bedridden, completely weak, it's possible that he's in an exalted state, more so than his previous times in his life, that were full of accomplishment.
So the
author's father-in-law gave a shocking expression to this concept, Bekuntresa Yisurin, in that section of his Sefer, Besifot Ras Avraham. Hu asher mi besaroi chazar. Of course, Avraham Grudzinski saw it in his own flesh. The author is paraphrasing Pasuk in Yoy, Via Perik Yutes, I think, mi besaroi echazer lokah. So he himself saw in his own body. He lived through this concept. He suffered frightful yisurim most of his life, ad yomoy acharon, to his last day, and he bore these terrible sufferings with exalted might. He grew through it, ad shezachal yisarev al kiddush Hashem, until the bitter end when he was murdered in the war. He is the one who expressed it in there in Kuntres Yisurin, this idea. Now, Mikan, from this point, Lichlal Yisrael Bizman HaGalus, so from the individual to Klal Yisrael at the time of Golos. Tanu Rabbanon, a famous Brice in Vamoizdav Mem Zayin, Geir Shebal Yisgeir Bazman Hazeh. If a Geir comes to convert, Bazman Hazeh meaning not in the time when we have sovereignty, like under Shlomo Melech, under David, Bazman Hazeh, in the time of Golos, we say to him, Ma Reisa Shebas Yisgeir, are you mad? Have you lost your marbles? Iyata Yodea Sheisrael Bazman Hazeh Devuyim, Dechufim, Sechufim, Umtorafim, Yisurim Beinanehem. What are you getting your head into? What do you need to come into a community that has so much suffering? So if he responds, Yodea Niveini Chedah, if he says, I'm quite aware of this, and I'm not worthy of it, and nonetheless I want, Mekablino Semiyad, he's accepted. Rashi explains his response. I'm not worthy of joining in their troubles. I should be worthy of this. This is the general state of Klal Yisrael at the time of Golos, to be a seivel, to bear the calamities. This specifically is a gadlus of this holy nation. We withstand the tribulations. Our spirit does not break. That's the might of the Jewish people. Only somebody who's able to recognize it, and again, not to just face the situation with compassion, like we said above, for the individual, not to see him only as somebody suffering, but as somebody who's a gibor, somebody who sees the gadlus again of Klal Yisrael in this respect, yuchalius ger tzedek, can be a ger tzedek. The ef shali vroch mimitzius zeis, we cannot escape this reality. Wherever the Jewish people gather, and it seems for a few decades, even more, it seems like a place of refuge. Here, there's no golos. Here, we are safe, and wherever it happens,
Golus pursues Klal Yisrael. Omar Rav Bardel Amar Tav Yumei, Kol She'enu Behester Panim, Einu Mehem, Kol She'enu Behaya Le'echol Einu Mehem. Gemara in Chagiget Daf Hei that expresses this idea. Behaya Le'echol, the pasuk they speak about the Jewish people being consumed by problems. One has to be a part of it. Ve'einanu Ela Ladas, what we need to know is, Ki Hi Gadlusei Shel HaKlal Yisrael. This is, again, the Gadlus of Klal Yisrael, She'oimed Be'yisurav. Klal Yisrael withstands the terrible calamities of Golos. Ve'noiseas Terasoi Be'gvura Ilo'is Liblicheis, carries his Torah, continues our lifestyle, a unique life, with supreme might, without being frightened. Ve'ein Lezalzel Ulva'it Be'yisurav Golos. One should not treat with contempt, one should not kick, one should not reject the Yisurim of Golos. Hashem should see our suffering, and fight our battles, and speedily redeem us. Adkan the Ma'aracha of Savlanus.